All right, I want to greet you all this morning in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May this grace and mercy, peace be upon each one of you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we just pray that you would help us to be faithful to you, to bring glory and honor to you. Lord, that you would fill us with your Spirit, give us the words to say, give us the courage and the strength to be faithful to you, Lord. Again, we just thank you for your word. Help us hear it this morning. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 16. I want to talk this morning about faithfulness. About faithfulness. We heard from the young people about men who were faithful and some who fell away from God. The idea that men can fall away from God is completely evident in the Bible. There's some people say that's impossible. But according to the Scriptures and the evidence we see all around us, the examples that are given, there are and have been many who've fallen away from God. And we believe when a person falls away from God, there's not some secret deal in heaven that they don't really fall away. They just fall away on earth, but God will just take them in. We don't believe that at all. We believe that their lives and the examples that they live in this life, when they fall away, that is what they are. They have fallen away. Just like we believe that when one is faithful and is what he's supposed to be here, that's what he is. And the evidence of what a man is what God sees. God doesn't go blind because Jesus died for us. He's given us the opportunity to be faithful. And all through the Scriptures we're given that. Song we just sang, "Alas, can one so balance?" We've seen those in our midst who have been faithful, been bold, been courageous, and yet fall away. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 16. In verse 1, it begins to tell us about... Now he was also saying to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and this manager was reported to him as squandering his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an accounting of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I should do, so that when I am removed from the management, people will welcome me into their homes.' And he summoned each one of his master's debtors, and he began saying to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, 'Take your bill and set down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. And his master praised the unrighteous manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind than the sons of light. I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into eternal dwellings.'" In verse 10, He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, who will entrust the true riches to you? And if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Point I want to try to get out this morning is faithfulness. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness is having faith. It's hearing the Lord and trusting and being faithful to Him. Faithfulness is putting our heart and our soul and our mind into trusting the Lord. All around us, we have people who are religious. Whatever form of religion you want to talk about. But faithfulness. What is faithfulness? In Matthew, Jesus spoke in verse 12. Chapter 12, Matthew. Verse 36. Now let's begin in 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. We often hear this verse quoted about that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an account of it in the day of judgment. Sometimes we hear that in the context of, you know, just don't say very much, because just the things you normally talk about, that's just a careless word. But I want to bring that to what I really think he's talking about. He was talking about people, to the Pharisees. He said, "You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak of all these good things?" It was people who were speaking words that didn't believe them, that didn't have faith in them. It wasn't just talking about the weather. It wasn't just talking about something that just as we daily talk. He was talking to people who were faithless in their religion. It was people who had a faith, who had a doctrine, who had things that they were able to speak well of, but their words were idle because there wasn't anything behind them. There was no truthfulness in them. There were just great words of religion, great doctrines, possibly perfectly correct in their doctrines, but their words were idle. They meant nothing. They meant nothing. There was no faithfulness in them. We talk about people falling away, and we've seen them. We've saw people that have come and they've grabbed a hold of the faith, and they were very devout and very strong and bold and courageous and suffered for the faith. But then soon they began to get cold. And things began to get hard and began to get too difficult, or they began to get bored, or the new wore off. I don't know what all could happen. And they go back to the world and renew those old traits that they once had, that they had forsaken, and now they've gone back in, and it seems they go back 7 times worse than what they were, like the Bible talks about. That's one way of falling away. But there's another way of falling away. It's just falling asleep. Just falling asleep. They don't leave church. They still come to church just as regular as they always did. And I think this is probably compasses more people in the church than those examples of someone just falling away. It's the people who just come to church and they just fall asleep. They go through the routines and they just fall asleep. They still come to church. They still say the right words. They still know all the right doctrines. But there's no faithfulness in it other than just being religious to your religious duties. It's all there is to it. Faithlessness. They just go through their life saying all the right things, believing all the right things, but that's all there is to it. It's dead. The Bible talks about that. The church is in Revelations. Wake up, he said, to this sleepiness that comes upon us. And it's very real. It's probably the most dangerous thing in the church. How do we be faithful? You know, a lot of times we think of being faithful because we're very active and we're just really doing something big and bold. And we know people who are just ready to go all over the world to do something, but they can't even get along with their neighbors. They can't even get along with the church. They can't even get along. They can't love their brother. How do you be faithful? This verse talks about it. It says, "He that is faithful in the little things will be faithful in much." Where does faithfulness begin? It begins with the little things. I think it's Mother Teresa talked about, don't worry about conquering the world. You go home and be faithful in your family. In Acts, it tells that the apostles, they took the gospel. It said they began in Jerusalem, then went into Samaria, and then into the uttermost parts of the earth. We want to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. But what are we taking to the uttermost parts of the earth? If we can't take the very heart of being faithful right at home, right here, we have no business going to Samaria or the other uttermost parts of the earth. But yet, we see people doing that, and everyone looks upon them and thinks, wow, they're really doing something. But if we don't have faithfulness, it's all idle words. It's all idle words. It's pretty easy to get disappointed and get discouraged. It's pretty easy. I think that's one of Satan's biggest tools, the simple discouragement. We read the Bible and we read about the great things people do. But you know, when we read the Bible, we usually only see the exciting things that each one of these people do. We see Daniel in the lion's den, how his great faith overcame the lions. We see Peter and Paul and the apostles. We read the stories and the histories of men of faith throughout history. And we read one little bitty portion of their life. And we think, oh, what a man of God. And it all is just exciting and really, really going for it. But that's just one little place. The way they got to that one little great thing in their life was a whole lot of little faithfulness in the little things. We read stories of armies and military men and the battles in history. And we hear about these battles and how someone wins a battle. But what we don't see oftentimes is that for months and months and years, men just sitting in a camp, moving, marching, getting maneuvered all around, never fighting a battle, just getting moved from camp to camp, waiting for that one little day when they fight. And all of that time that they're in camp, they could get discouraged. They could lose heart. They could get tired of it. They could murmur against the leader. They can do all of those things and not be ready for the battle. That's where the battle is lost. In all that time waiting for the battle. And so people try to create their own battles. They try to create their own things. They try to go off and do something great. And then when the opportunity for the real battle comes, they miss it. They miss it. We're at war. And our enemy is like a raging lion seeking whom he may devour. And God has called us just to be faithful to Him. Just to be faithful. Jesus talks about faithfulness. And He gives the marriage as an example. What I want to talk about is real loyalty. You know, the Bible talks about divorce and remarriage. And Jesus said that we're to marry and it's for life. And sometimes we look at situations, and we look at things and we think, oh, you know, I look in my own situation and I just think, I've lived single now for almost 20 years. And there's been times that it's just been, I'm not supposed to live like this. I don't like living like this. And it's easy to get discouraged. And the only thing that I can come back to, that other than a few words that Jesus taught, and the principle that He taught, is that I made a commitment a long time ago that I was going to be faithful. That I was going to be faithful to my wife until I die. I made that commitment a long time ago. And that gets pretty difficult sometimes. Whenever, even out of her own mouth, she said, I've spent my life trying to destroy you. my enemy. That's hard to be faithful. But that's where faithfulness is put to the test. You know, it's easy for us when someone loves us to love them back. That doesn't take any faithfulness. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. We never get really tested whether we're going to be faithful or not. And it's easy just to fall asleep when we're not under fire. There's a danger of me just deciding I'm through with all of this. I'm ready just to be loved. There's a danger that for that with me. Living single. To give up on, just say, oh, forget it. But I made a commitment. And it's hard. And I'm tempted and tested and tried continually. And I don't always do the best. I fail. A lot. But it comes down to, am I going to give up or am I going to be faithful? Am I going to keep pressing on or am I going to be faithful? And that's a real question and a real struggle every day. Am I going to just get up today and be faithful? Am I going to fall down and then get back up or am I going to be faithful? And it's a real struggle. And there's a real danger. Real danger. But there's just as real danger of just falling asleep because I got everything all in order and everything just right. You know, there's not much struggle when someone loves you. When you're married to the perfect husband, there's not much struggle for you wives, or there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be. If there is a real problem. There shouldn't be much struggle for a woman that's, or a man that's got the perfect wife. There's not much test there. There's not much struggle there. There's not much battle there. Or there shouldn't be. But sometimes when they're not perfect, that is when you have the opportunity to do what's right. To do what's right. That's when you're tested, and I think that's why you have problems. Just to see if you're going to be faithful. Just to see whether you're going to just hang in there. Just to see if you will take care of that little thing right there in front of you. And if you're faithful in that, God will give you something else. The more faithful you try to be, the more that faithfulness will be tested. Yep. You can just come to church, say the right things, get up, speak your little Bible verse on Sunday mornings. You can talk about the doctrine. You can talk about all those things. Just live a quiet, peaceable life and never have any real test at all. That's the more dangerous than facing a battle that you know every day you have to face. That's going to be the dangerous thing. That we learn how to speak all these words, these idle words, and we're going to stand before the Lord on Judgment Day and say, well, Lord, I believed in divorce and remarriage. I believe that we shouldn't pile up riches. I believe that we should forgive our enemies. I believe that we should love our enemies. But I've never had any. Never tested. Never tempted. It's not going to fly. Faith is something we have to step out in. Faith is something we have to apply ourselves to. And when we apply ourselves to those things, we will be tested. You know, it's easy to come to church and just get along with the nicest person in church. It's easy to come to church and love the brother that just loves and just helps and just is always right there. It's easy to do that. The sister that's always just got things in order, just calm and cool and collected, always thoughtful, always taking care of things. It's easy to love that. But then when one of the brother isn't pulling his part, isn't doing his share, kind of causing problems, what do we do with them? Start complaining, get disgusted. Jesus said, so what if you salute your brother? So what if you can get along with the person that's perfect? What good is that? I say to you, love your enemies. That is where the test is. That's where the battle's at. Love your enemies. That doesn't necessarily, this verse that he's talking about, idle words. You know, we go out on the street and preach. Our message is hard sometimes. People don't like our message. That's not what I'm talking about. Just being all nicey-nicey. When someone's wrong, it's wrong. And there's nothing wrong with pointing out that they're wrong. We should do that. To love them, we will do that. That's all we can do. But when people rise up and turn against us and just try to tear things up, what do we do? Does that mean we accept everything they're doing? No, you don't have to do that. We can still love. Does that mean we just go along and pretend, say nicey-nicey? No. We don't have to do that. But we can still love them. God gives us tests. God puts us in places where we have to decide whether we're going to trust Him or not, to see if we will be faithful. To see if we will be faithful. And He will be. But we hardly ever even have to understand. We don't learn about His faithfulness. Because we never let Him put us in a place to test Him to see if He's faithful or not. We never have to go through the fire to see if He's faithful, because we keep ourselves from the fire. We keep ourselves from the struggle. And we can do that sitting in church. We can do that sitting right here. We can do all of that. Right here. A man one time that came and was one of those zealous, had a heart to do what's right. And I remember his struggle he had. He said, you know, if I just go along and just kind of kick back and take it easy and just coast, everything goes great. But when I truly, really just try to follow the Lord, everybody comes down on me. I just get it from everywhere. And I get tired of it. All I want to do is coast. And I told him, you can't coast. We're not in a coasting battle. We're not in a coasting war. We're not in a coasting world. This is Satan's world, and there's no room for coasting. There's only room for faithfulness in the little things. Faithfulness. And let the whole world come against you. Let Satan unleash everything he has against you. Be faithful. When you do that, you'll know the test. You'll see your weaknesses. You'll see how frail you are. You'll see that you are nothing. But you can learn about God's faith. Sometimes God's got to show me what I can do and what I'm capable of and how weak I am. Sometimes He shows me that. And I don't like seeing it. I'd lots rather appear and just be righteous and holy and just appear all good and everything just going smooth and I've got it under control and I know all about God. I'm a man of God. But it's idle words. It's idle words. God shows me what I am sometimes. He lets me see what I am. I think one of the things that saved me from religion whenever I was a boy was God letting me go for a while and saying, here you are, this is what you are and what you're capable of. I didn't think I was capable of a lot of the things that I wound up doing. I didn't think I was capable of that. Thought I was better than all of that. He let me go right to the bottom. Say, this is what you are without me. I'm not talking about Him just doing it all and we're just saved because we're saved. I'm talking about we've got to trust Him and be faithful to Him and walk this battle. Walk this fight every step of the way, choosing, am I going to do it my way or am I going to do it His way? And we can only know His greatness and His mercy and His compassion and His faithfulness whenever we see ourselves the way we are. When we actually let Him show us who we really are. The rest of it is just idle words. Yeah, I've got this religion down pat. I know how to say the right things. I never fail. I can't stand people. I can't stand to be around people who are weak. I can't stand to be around people who might be tempted or tested. Idle words. Careless words. We're going to be judged by our words. those that are faithful in the little things will be faithful in much. Those little things, just trusting in the Lord, just going through the test that He gives us, just coming to the Lord and saying, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Everything that I have is yours. Everything that I could have is yours. Everything that I want is yours. Here I am." Everything. I want you. I want to be faithful to you. You know, I've sat in churches and I've heard people preach messages like this about a full surrender, fully trusting the Lord. And men of prominence in that church, plain churches, well-esteemed churches, and a man of prominence say, "A message like that scares me to death. To think that I would have to just trust myself and say, 'Lord, take everything if that's what you want.'" Scared him to death. And that's the very groundwork of Christianity. Take my reputation. Take my pride. Take everything. Because when you get down to absolutely nothing, that's all you are in the first place. All of the rest are just idle words built on some phony foundation that we've created ourselves. Sure, we believe Jesus. We put into practice His teachings. But there's got to be faithfulness to it. It's got to be real. The rich young ruler came to Jesus. He said, "Lord, I've done all of this." And the Lord said, "There's one little thing that you are holding on to that you will not give up." Doesn't matter what it was. It don't matter what it was. "Lord, I'll do this, but just don't touch this. I'll give you everything, but don't touch this one thing. I'll give you everything, but I won't give you this one thing. I'll do whatever you want except for." I'll do whatever you like. But I just don't want to quit doing this. I just want to keep my reputation. I just want to keep my job. I just want to keep whatever it is." When Jesus died, He didn't die 90%. He didn't die saying, "God, everything but this one little thing." He said, "Thy will be done." That's where the faithfulness comes in. I got a sign last night. It said, "Sin is a choice." That just really bothers people. Because most people don't think sin is a choice. Because they have no choice. They're a part of this world. They know that they can just be tossed and turned and manipulated. And they wind up doing things that they have no power over. So they don't think they have a choice to sin. But Jesus gives them the choice. And it's not just about those little individual sins. The choice is, who is your master going to be? Who are you going to be faithful to? That's the choice we have. Because Jesus died and rose again, we have that choice to be free, if we will. But we try to hold on. I can't give up that. I can't let go of this. But all He wants is just for us to come to Him with empty hands and say, Lord, here I am. I'll obey You. I'll do whatever You like. I just want to be faithful. I just want to be faithful. The song we sing may not be on the mountain. It may not be ready to go, ready to stay. Whatever it is, I just want the Lord's will. We lose sight of that. I lose sight of that. I get tangled up in the battle sometimes. I get all tied up in fighting my fight, doing my thing. And I miss the very foundation of it. I want to be faithful to my Lord. I get fighting the battles that I'm in. I get fighting the wars that I'm going through. The struggles, I fight those sometimes. And I lose sight of just being faithful to my God. I get discouraged sometimes because of the battles that I'm fighting. And I forget about Him being faithful. And that all He asked of me is to be faithful to Him. Fully surrendered. I don't like a lot of the situations I find my life in. I can fight them. That's whenever things get cloudy. That's when I struggle. Instead of just saying, Thy will be done. It's not my life. It's not my friends. It's not my family. It's not my church. It's all the Lord's. It's not the path that I've laid out for my life. It's His path. Not what I can hang on to. It's not what I can keep. It's what I can lose. To be faithful. The only thing we will want to hear on that day is, boy, you were religious. You were strict. Boy, you just did everything perfect. No. It's well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the only thing we're going to want to hear. That's all. If we're wanting to hear something else, we're going to hear something else. Depart from me. You that talked well. Depart from me. You that kept your reputation. Depart from me. You that did everything perfect. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Faithfulness and loyalty needs to be in everything that we do. It runs deep. And it starts at the very heart. It starts at the very foundation of just coming to the Lord with empty hands. Coming to the Lord, not trying to drag anything with us. Coming to the Lord, say, here I am, wretched man that I am. I want to be faithful to you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you again for your goodness and your mercy to us. Help us, Lord, I pray, that we just lay everything on the altar. Lord, that thy will would be done in our lives. Help us to see clearly eternity, Father. Lord, that we would each carry out that small task that's before us, Father. Whether it be leading, submitting, obeying, whatever it is, Father. Whether it means letting go, whether it means going, just giving up. But just trusting, walking in the path that you set before us. Help us in Jesus' name.
you.